Okay, we're on Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, closer to the bottom of the page. 34B4. Okay?
How close?
The Gemara was discussing Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Because before, with the Mishnah that contradicts, the Mishnah in Makis, which contradicts the Mishnah that we have in our Mishnah. So it says like this. In the Gemara Makis, it says, if a guy seduces his sister, he gets Makis and doesn't pay. Our Mishnah says, he pays and doesn't get Makis. So the whole question, so Rabbi Yochanan answered one way, Rabbi Yochanan, we'll see what Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish answered that one Mishnah goes according to the Chachamim, one Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, I understand why Rabbi Yochanan doesn't want to learn like Reish Lakish, because then the Mishnah is only going according to one opinion. It's not good. So what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan says like this. If there's the punishment of lashes, malchus, and money, so Rabbi Yochanan says, you pay lashes and you don't pay money. Okay? But what happens if you weren't warned? So you can't get malchus because you weren't warned. Then Rabbi Yochanan says, you pay money. Okay, that was what the Gemara answered. So the Gemara asked, so why doesn't Bishleim Rabbi Yochanan, okay, we're starting this part of this, like 10 lines from the end of the page. Bishleim Rabbi Yochanan Yomek Reish Lakish, I understand why Rabbi Yochanan doesn't want to learn like Reish Lakish, to come Mokum Lak Rabbanan, because he likes to learn a Mishnah like Rabbanan, not according to Rav Meir. Because Rav Meir says you do Malkus and get paid. But Reish Lakish, my time alarm, Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, now it's not so relevant to before as what's going on now. The question is like this. We know you don't get double jeopardy. What's the wrong word? We learned if you get death, you don't pay. Most opinion says if you get lashes, you don't pay. I mean, simultaneously, you're doing a crime. Like you're desecrating Shabbos while you're ruining somebody's garments. Okay, so because you're going to get killed for desecrating Shabbos, so then you don't have to pay for the garments. Most opinions, except Rav Meir, Rav Meir says you can get Malkus and pay. But that was how Rabbi Shlokish learned one of the Mishnahs. But most opinions, the Chachamim hold, that even if you get Malkus, you don't pay. Okay? If you get Malkus, you don't pay. What was it? You get Malkus, you don't pay. So now the question is like this. What happens if it's a sin that if you were warned, you would get Malkus, but you weren't warned? So now, do you get Malkus or not? That is the question of the Gemara. I'll give you a very simple example. If somebody eats chazer, somebody eats pig, and they were warned right before it, they get lashes. If you weren't warned, you don't get lashes. So what happens if I simultaneously eat your chazer? So I'm stealing from you. So I'm getting malchus, right? And I'm destroying your money. I'm damaging your property. So everybody agrees besides Rav Meir, but as far as we're concerned, the Chachamim hold that if you were warned and you're going to get malchus, then you don't have to pay for the meat that you ate. Okay, that everybody would agree. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing about an interesting fact. What happens if you weren't warned for eating the chazer? Okay?
What is stealing?
No, one second. Do you have to pay for the meat then? You're not going to get whipped because you weren't warned. Right? So Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, the Gemara is going to explain in a second. Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold that if you get whipped, you don't pay. But if you don't get whipped, then you do pay. So according to Rabbi, if you were warned, then you're going to get whipped, so then you don't pay for the food. Right? But if you are not going to get warned, so then you're not going to get malchus, so then you do have to pay. Reish Lakish holds, and this is interesting, this is why he doesn't want to hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish holds, if it's a sin, that if you were warned, you would get Malkus, and therefore you wouldn't have to pay. even if you didn't get warned, you still don't have to pay. That's what Reish Lakish holds. Understand? So therefore, he can't learn the Mishnah and Malkus, whatever, like Rabbi Yechanan, because Rabbi Yechanan over there says he doesn't get Malkus, but therefore he pays. Because he wasn't warned. But according to Reish Lakish, it doesn't matter because he still wouldn't have to pay. Because Rabbi Reish Lakish holds, if it's a sin, that if you would be warned, you would get Malkus, even if you weren't warned, and you don't get Malkus, you still don't have to pay. And then I was going to explain where we see this argument between Yechon and Shlokish.
Alright, so why do you have to be warned if it's a law?
I can't go back into...
Alright, forget it.
Bottom line is, to make sure the guy did it intentionally. He could always say, I did it accidentally. When you warn him, now you know for sure he did it intentionally. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. Vazu l'taymayu, they go according to their different opinions. An argument in a different place. What's the case? The Gemara says like this. Chiyosa Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, back to Babel, Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish both lived in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's where they lived. Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish lived in Eretz Yisrael. Ravdimi went to Eretz Yisrael to learn by them, and then he came back to Babel. When he came back, he said like this. Chayve mitzvah shaygigin. If a person committed an act that normally would get killed if he did it intentionally, but he did it only accidentally, so he's not going to get killed. Or, Chai v'malkis shegigin. If a person did a sin that if he did it intentionally would get whipped, but he did it accidentally, so you don't get whipped. V'davar achad, and also together with having to pay money. In other words, like he ate the pig accidentally, so he's not going to get Malkus, but he would have to pay the money. So it says like this. What's the case in that case? Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Rabbi Yechanan says, Chayiv, you have to pay the money because bottom line is, you're not getting whipped. Because you did it accidentally. If you did it accidentally, you can't get whipped. Only if you do it intentionally do you get whipped. Right? If you eat Chazer accidentally, you don't get Malkus. If you ate it intentionally and you were warned, so then you do kill him. You do give him Malkus. But in a case where he did it accidentally, so therefore he's not going to be getting Malkus, so then Rechonah says, then you have to pay the money. Reish Lakish, Amar Potter. And Reish Lakish says you don't have to pay the money. And the Gemara is going to explain now the argument, like we explained, but the Gemara is going to explain inside what this argument between Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish is.
Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish right now, they're not talking about warning? Or?
No, they said if the guy wasn't warned, so he did it accidentally, does he have to pay the money or not? Rabbi Yechanan says yes, because he's not getting whipped. And Reish Lakish says he still has to pay the money. Everybody agrees, if a guy was warned, and if he's going to get whipped, then he doesn't pay the money. Only Rabbi Meir holds that. Like, but we're not talking about Rabbi Meir. Talk about the Chachamim. Chachamim hold, if you get Malkus, you don't pay. Because you don't get two punishments. Right? Now the question is, what happens if you did a crime, that if you did it intentionally, you would get killed, or you would get Malkus. But you did it accidentally. So now you're not going to be getting killed, and you're not going to be getting Malkus. Would you have to pay? Rabbi Yechanan says, you have to pay. Why? Because you're not getting Malkus. If you get Malkus, then you don't pay. But if you're not getting Malkus, because you weren't warned, or you did it accidentally, so then why shouldn't you pay? Right? And Reish Lakish holds no. The fact that if you did it intentionally, you would get Malkus, even when you did it accidentally, and you don't get whipped, you still don't pay. It's a little funny, but that's what Reish Lakish holds. Because you're doing a crime that should be getting Malkus. The only reason you're not getting Malkus is because you're accidental. But the fact that you should be getting Malkus, that itself frees the payment. That's what the Reish Lakish holds. You should be getting Malkus. Why aren't you getting Malkus? You did it accidentally. But you did a sin that should get Malkus. Correct? So therefore, the Reish Lakish says, yeah, you don't have to pay either. In other words, Reish Lakish holds, it's not when you actually get Malkus you don't pay. If it's a sin of Malkus, you don't pay.
What is this property damage?
That's what we're talking about. But if he meanwhile would be doing an Aveda that would get Malkus or Misa, then that's the argument between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish.
So if he vandalizes somewhere and you get, would you get?
No, then you have to pay. What's the?
Yeah, but is there anywhere where it's both you pay and you get capital punishment?
No.
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 What would be, I'm sorry, negative mitzvah that you don't get Malkut for it?
Oh, you could have a lot. Well, if you weren't warned.
I know, but what would be one that even if you weren't warned, wouldn't get Malkut? All the negatives that come and you get Malkut.
No. Any lav that doesn't have a action to it, you don't get lav shame by Maisi, you don't get Malkus. I'll give you a case in a second. Or, Taisus has this case in Sochem, but there's another case of Lava Nita Klase. A negative commandment that could be fixed by a positive commandment, you also don't get whipped. For instance, the Torah says don't steal, and then the Torah says, Vehei Shivas Agzela Shagozel. Give it back. Right? So if you give it back, you don't get Malkus. Because you can fix it. Therefore, the only way you would get Malkus, if it's impossible to fix it. No, because even if the Gneva is not there, you could pay money. But, okay? So you understand? So then, you don't get, you committed a sin. You stole. But you don't get Malkus because it's rectified, it's a nitekla, it's connected to a positive mitzvah. There's a lot of cases like that in the Gemara. Or, you're not allowed to own chametz on Pesach. Ba'al yiron, ba'al yimotzei. Right? You're not allowed to own chametz on Pesach. What happens? I just left chametz in my house from before Pesach. I didn't sell it. I didn't get rid of it. I wasn't mevatel the chametz. Nothing. I have chametz in my house over Pesach. So I'm over ba'al yiron, ba'al yimotzei. Owning chametz. But did I do an action now to own it? I didn't do an action.
You didn't purchase
that. I didn't. If I went out and bought chametz on Pesach, then I'm actively doing a sin of owning chametz on Pesach. Then I would get whipped. Right? But hamasha chametz bebeisa means a guy left chametz in his house. He didn't buy it. He didn't do any action.
He bought it last week.
Huh?
He bought it last week.
Yeah, but that wasn't forbidden to buy it then. Before Pesach, you don't have to buy it. He didn't destroy the chametz, but he didn't do an action to do the negative commandment.
That's not an action in order to
do. Or another lav, noisar. You're not allowed to leave the karbonis over past the time, yeah? If a guy leaves it over, did he do anything? He transgressed the negative commandment. The Torah says don't leave it over until the morning, and he did. But did he do an action? No, he didn't do an action. He just didn't do anything. So then you're not going to get lashes.
If he does that,
yet?
Nothing.
How about if a person steals less than a shear and eats it?
But you're talking about something else. You mix two things together, but I'm going to separate them. By stealing, the mitzvah of returning is only if you stole a pruta. What happens if you stole a half a pruta? So then you stole, but you can't give it back. Because there's no mitzvah to give it back. So then the whole different story.
The person's allowed to eat pig, but if he eats less than a shear, he doesn't get whipped.
Right.
But, it's still
but he over there did an action. The only reason he doesn't get whipped because he didn't drink, it didn't eat enough.
Rabbi, the two people that are supposed to warn the whoever's about to do whatever right. He's about to do. If they don't warn him, it's a positive.
But they get a sin for not warning him.
But they don't get
whipped for it. Okay, so Gemara says like this. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Chayev, Rabbi Yechanan says you have to pay money if you weren't warned. Why? They didn't warn him. Therefore, he's not going to get whipped. If he's not going to get whipped, then he has to pay the money. But Reish Lakish Amar Potter, Reish Lakish says he doesn't have to pay. They didn't warn him. He's not going to get Malkus. But Reish Lakish says like this. Kiven the Ilu Asribay. If they would have warned him, okay? They would have warned him. He would get Malkus. So then the din is, Kiloy Asribay Nami Potter. If they didn't warn him, he would also not have to pay. Okay, this is what the Gemara is learning, the argument. So therefore, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yechanan, Reish Lakish cannot hold like Rabbi Yechanan, because Rabbi Yechanan explained one of the two Mishnas, that why does he pay? Because he wasn't warned. And therefore, that Mishnah says you don't get Malkus, but you pay the fine for seducing the girl. But Reish Lakish can't hold like that, because Reish Lakish holds the fact that if you would have been warned, you would have gotten Malkus, so then you don't have to pay even if you're not warned. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to discuss this whole thing. So Gemara says like this: Eitzei Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yechanan. Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yechanan a question. Let me first explain this. Then, two men are fighting, okay, and by mistake somebody pushes a pregnant woman, and she miscarriages. Okay. So if she dies, im osin yiyah, then we'll see what. But it says v'lo yiyah osin. What happens if there's no fatality? Then he has to pay the money of the fetus. In other words, like this: they push the woman; she doesn't die, but the fetus dies. Yeah. So he didn't kill a person yet; he's not born. So therefore, the din is you have to pay the value of the fetus. The guy that pushed the woman has to pay the value of the fetus. They damaged the fetus. How do you evaluate the price of the fetus? Strange Torah din. How much a pregnant woman is sold on the slave market versus a non-pregnant woman on the slave market. Because a pregnant woman is worth more because the kid is going to be a slave too. Right? You get two for the price of one. So it's a difference in price between a pregnant slave and a non-pregnant slave. So that would be the difference. But the Pasuk says clearly, if there's no fatality, then you have to pay the money. Okay? So, Rabbi Yechanan holds, my love, does it not mean, asin mamish, literally, that she died? So the Shlokish is asking this question to Rabbi Yechanan. The Pasuk says, that if there's no capital punishment, right, you pay for the fetus. Yeah? Which means that the death penalty, even if the death was not killed, in that particular case, because Lepearl, they didn't mean to kill her. In other words, like this. They didn't warn this guy not to kill the woman. The men were fighting, okay? And by mistake, they pushed the woman. Yeah? So nobody warned them about the woman. Correct? Huh? It was an accident. But by accident, if you damage accidentally, you still pay, right? Now, the Torah says that if the woman didn't die, you pay money. Correct? Which means, if the woman did die, you don't pay no money. Correct? That's what the Torah says. If she didn't die, you pay for the fetus. Which means if she did die, you don't pay for the fetus. That's what the pasuk says, right? That guy is not going to get killed anyway because he never was warned. If you kill somebody without warning, you don't get killed. Correct? If you kill somebody without being warned, you don't get killed. Correct? Okay, so now the pasuk says like this. Two people are fighting. They push a pregnant woman. She miscarries. You have to pay money. That's what the pasuk says. Yeah? Im lo yiyah asein, anish yanish. You have to pay money. Correct? For the fetus. Which means that if the woman did die, you don't pay for the fetus.
What if the fetus survived?
Then that's, so what are you paying for?
The woman died with the fetus.
So you get killed anyway. So the guy pushed a woman and the fetus died. So the Torah says, if the woman didn't die, there's only a monetary damage. So you pay the monetary damage. Correct? Which means that if the woman did die, the mother of the baby, that you don't have to pay for the fetus.
Maybe all the way around, you pay that baby, you pay for her and their baby.
That's not what the Torah says.
But we don't know.
Torah says, no, because the Torah says, if she didn't die, you pay.
Okay.
Which means if she did die, you don't pay. That's the way the Torah works. I'm
just asking if both of them.
No, but that's not the way the Torah works. The Torah says, if she didn't die, you pay. Which means, if she died, you don't pay. That's what the pasuk says, right? Yeah?
But there's no
death penalty for the guy that pushed. She was never warned. And yet, the Torah says, you don't pay. You're not going to get killed. But the fact that it's a din, that if you were warned, you would get killed, as Mamash Lekir Shokish says.
He still has to go to Ari Miklat, no?
Not for the fetus. Yeah, but we're talking about money. Geld. So Rabbi Shlokish says to Rabbi Yechon, from this din, you see clearly that if somebody did a crime, that if they would be warned, they would get killed. Even if they're not warned, they still don't have to pay. Because if the woman died, the Pasuk says, you don't have to pay for the fetus. Correct? Torah says, if she didn't die, you pay for the fetus. Which means if she did die, you don't pay for the fetus. Yeah? Why? Because there's a death sentence over here. You're not going to get killed because you weren't warned. So what do you see from here? Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Yechanan, clearly, that if there's a din that you should be getting malchus, you should be getting killed, even if you're not actually getting killed because you weren't warned, you still don't pay. So Rabbi Yechanan answers, no, it doesn't mean that the woman died. It means din osin. Im osin yiyah doesn't mean, it means a woman died or didn't die. He said that's not what it means. It means if the man who struck the woman would have a death penalty, then he doesn't pay. But if he doesn't actually get killed, he would pay. In other words, the question when the Torah says im asein yihya, if there was an accident, which means you don't have to pay, the Torah says im asein yihya, then you don't pay. It doesn't mean if the woman died. It means if the guy that pushed her doesn't get killed, then you do have to pay. But if you get killed, then you don't pay. So that's what he's learning it on. Ikadami, other people say it's
that's the... That's not a fetish, we know that.
The what? How do we know about it from this thing we just learned?
No, we've learned it before.
The what?
If the person gets a death penalty, he doesn't pay.
Yeah. But here, the chiddush over here is that if he doesn't get the death penalty, then he does pay. Like Rabbi Echnels, then you do pay.
But he says still don't.
No, Rabbi Yechon said you do pay. Rabbi Yechon said the only time you get out of payment, if you actually get killed or you actually get whipped. If you're not going to actually get whipped or actually killed because you weren't warned, so then Rabbi Yechon says then you're not going to get, you're going to have to pay. It's very simple. Rabbi Yechon holds actual death, actual malchus, lashes, that's what gets you off the hook. Just because it's a din that if you were warned, you'd get killed. Bottom line is, you're not getting killed, you're not getting lashed because you weren't warned, so then you have to pay the money. It's a very interesting machlokes over here between Rabbi Yechon and Shlokesh, like you look at the potential, or do you look at the actual? The Shlokesh says you look at the potential. Potentially, this is a sin, that if you were warned, you would get killed, or malchus. So then you don't pay her any. Even if you don't get killed. Or Malkus.
So, in the case if you stole less than a pluto, so you don't pay, you get Malkus there, or is not a shear?
No, there's no shear by stealing. I don't remember that. Maybe you would get Malkus. I don't remember.
Shear,
but there's no, then you don't have a positive to mitzvah, a heshiv is like Zayla.
Why would a person get whipped if he steals? Pays back.
You still get, you still did a sin. I can't steal from you with the intent of paying back. If I want to make you a little nervous, I steal something from you, I'm going to give it back in a day or two. I'm just doing a spitzel, you know, just get you a little uptight.
Joking.
Joking. You still did it in Aveda. You stole.
Yeah, but why lashes?
Because the negative commandment to get lashes. If you were warned.
Even if it's a joke also?
Yeah, still stealing. If somebody eats pig for a joke,
Jesus says, I'm just
they
kidding.
Still they still get lashes if they were warned.
He comes, his friend says, I'm just kidding, I stole it, but I'm just making a joke. No. Has to stop for the pound.
If he was warned.
What if the one who was stolen from said, it's okay, I don't mind?
You can't do it. Do you know, if I say to you, we're going to see this later in the Gemara. If I say to you, you have permission to rip up my garment. I give you permission to rip up, destroy my window. I give you permission to break my window or to tear my garment. And you do it, the din is you have to pay.
And the, what? And shliach b'divar avira?
No, the guy himself. No, shliach. It's the guy himself. I say to you, I give you permission to break my window. I give you permission to break my window. And the guy does it, because I didn't say on the condition you don't have to pay. If I say to, no, that's the din. It's a clear din in the Gemara. If I say to you, I give you permission to break my window and you won't have to pay for it, then you don't have to. But if I say I give you permission to break my window, and the guy does it, he has to pay for it.
You said you gave permission.
That I did the monetary debt. Yes,
that doesn't imply.
Say you have to pay for it.
Doesn't imply nothing.
Yeah, if you give me
no.
What it means.
No, no.
It usually implies. On,
no, it doesn't mean that. No, the din is not like that.
It's called the sneaky business.
No, the din is not like that.
I give you permission to take all my fruits in my market. Wait a minute. That's $5,000.
No, there's a din.
That's different, no?
What?
Same case, same as you.
What's the case? What case did you say?
I said a guy has a fruit market. I give you permission to take everything from my store. Right? That would be $5,000.
Yeah. You still have to pay.
Who do you pay? The person.
The guy. The guy you took from. Sure.
So if you have a lot of rotten fruit, he takes it.
He pays you rotten fruit, that's all.
But isn't that a little different? Because that's more clearly implied, no?
What? Okay, weiter. So, Ikadami, some people say it wasn't Reish Lakish asking Rabbi Yechon a question. Rabbi Yechon asking it, it was reversed. Rabbi Yechon asked Reish Lakish, below Yasin, Anish, Yanish, it probably means Dinosin, that, and the guy, not and the woman. So, Gemara says, no, Asim Mamish means like Reish Lakish said, whether the difference was the woman died or not. Okay, now he says like this. Amr, Rav has said, so far, the Gemara is going to change its mind, of course, but so far the Gemara said that the argument with Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael, Rav Dimi, that was Rabin. With Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, and he said, Rav Yehuda and Shlokesh are arguing about a din, that if you would be warned, you would get Malkus, but you weren't warned. Do you pay or not? The Shlokesh says, no, and Rav Yehuda says you pay, yep. Amr Rav said, there can't be such an opinion. There can't be such an opinion, like Rabbi Yechanan. Says, U'mi'ikal aman di Amr chayiv mitzvah shaygin chayovim? Is there a person that says if you did an aveda b'shaygig, you have to pay? It can't be. Why not? But Tanit v'chizki said, in a braisa, like this. The Torah says, maki adam u'maki behema. Okay? So it says like this, Makeh behema, you must. The Torah says, you kill a person, you get killed. I'm saying, Maka Adam, if somebody kills a man, a person, or a woman, you get killed. Well, Maka Behema, and one who kills an animal, pays monetary damages. Today in Beverly Hills, if you kill a person, maybe you pay money. If you kill an animal, you get killed. But in the Torah, it's not like that. Because in Torah, people are more precious than animals, not like in Beverly Hills. So it says like this. Ma maka behema jasik when you kill an animal. Lechilakta bebenshege bemezid. There's no difference if you kill the animal accidentally or intentionally. Miskaven, ain't a miskaven, intentional, non-intentional. Bein the derech yirida, downward blow, or derech ali, upward blow. The praetor b'mamin, he's never free from money. Elul chayv b'mamin, meaning like this. When it comes to monetary damages, yeah, doesn't matter, you did it in your sleep, we learned. Remember, you have to, a person is always, adam mu'ed la'ilam, a person always has to pay damages. Up, sleeping, intentional, unintentional. If by mistake I broke your window, yeah, I still have to pay. Car, forget insurance. Somebody has a, God forbid, accidental car insurance. I'm a car accident, yeah? Forgetting insurance for a minute. I damage your car, is accidental, I still have to pay for it. Right? There's no difference by damaging. If I broke your window by mistake, I still have to pay for it. Right? I broke something, I ruined something, whatever. I have to pay for it. The same thing, maka adam. The same thing when a person kills a person, there's no difference between shegig amazing and accidental or intentional. Deliberate, not deliberate, intentional, non-intentional. Whether it was upwards or down, he killed him by going up or killing him down. Nevertheless, the din is lechayv mamon is not to obligate him money, ela lepeter money to free him from money. Meaning like this. Chizkiah says, the Torah in one pasuk says, you kill a person, you die. You kill an animal, you pay. Okay? Correct? So there's a similarity between killing a person and killing an animal. Now, the din of killing a person, though, is you get killed. Killing an animal,
you pay.
Okay. Now, the Gemara says, just like by an animal, doesn't matter, intentional, accidental, this, that, up, down, you pay damages. The same thing by a person. No matter which way you killed them, right? Accidental, intentional, up, down, right? Accidental, intentional, you get killed, but you don't pay. Got it? Now, if you kill somebody accidental, do you get killed?
No.
So, yet, what does the Chizkiah say? You don't have to pay. Are you not getting killed? So if you damaged his property, why you killed him? While you killed him. So Chizkiah says clearly in a Braisa, we learn now from a Pasuk, in fact, that just like when you kill an animal, it doesn't matter how you kill the animal, you have to pay for it, accidental, intentional, whatever. The same thing when a person kills a person, whether it's accidental, intentional, he doesn't have to pay money. Pay money for what? Pay money for the damage he did while he killed him. Right? That's exactly what Reish Lakish says. Because if a person killed somebody accidentally, he's not going to get killed. He did it accidentally. Or he wasn't warned. Right? Yet, Chizkiah learns from the Pasuk that you don't have to pay. By behemoth you do have to pay. By an adam you don't have to pay. Right? Even if you're not going to get killed for killing the person, you still don't pay. Right? But according to Rabbi Yechon, you would be paying. If you're not going to get killed, then you would pay.
What is the similarity between adam and behemoth?
It's in the same Pasuk.
What is the similarity?
Doesn't matter intentionally or...
Killing a person, killing an animal, is different dinim. Here you get killed, here you get payment. Yeah? But what are we likening the two together? That just like by an animal, There's no difference how you killed them. You have to pay money. The same way by a person, it doesn't matter how you killed them, you don't pay money. Pay money, I mean, for the damage you did, not to the guy. The guy's dead. You tore his clothing, whatever you did, right? You burnt the guy with his clothing together. You don't have to pay for the damages, correct? Now, if you killed him accidentally, do you get killed?
No.
So according to Rabbi Yechmud, you have to pay money?
No.
According to Rabbi Yechmud, said before, if you're not going to get killed, you're not going to get Malkus,
oh, yes.
You do pay no money. But this Braisa clearly says you don't. So the Gemara asks, there is no such opinion like Rabbi Yechonim Bechlau. It can't be. Because Chizkiya learns this mamish from a clear kaposik. The Torah likens people to animals. The just like when you kill an animal, it doesn't matter how you kill him. You have to pay. So it doesn't matter how you kill the person, you don't have to pay. Correct? That means even if you kill them accidentally, that you're not going to get killed. Correct? You still don't pay. Yeah? Now who says that? Reish Lakish, not Rabbi Yechonin. So this is refute Rav Dimi's a thing of what Rabbi Yechonin held. So Mara says, yeah, that's wrong. Everybody would agree like Reish Lakish. What's the argument, Rabbi Yechonin and Reish Lakish? We know there's an argument. So Gemara says like this. Elikiyasa Rabin, when Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael, he says like this. That Chayvim Misa Shaygigin, you're right. If somebody was supposed to get killed, if he did it intentionally, but he only did it accidentally where he doesn't get killed, Kula Amalei Pliga Deplut, Deptun. Everybody says you don't get killed. I mean, you don't have to pay money. But that's only by death. How about by lashes? Because what Chizkiya said was speaking about killing a person. Then you're right. Even if you killed him accidentally, you're not going to get killed. You don't have to pay damages. But the question is that applied to lashes also. That's the disagreement. Ki pligi b'chayva malkus shegigin. When somebody committed a sin b'shegig to get malkus, like they ate pig accidentally. Yeah? Rabbi Yechonin says, Chayv, he has to pay. That means, according to Rabbi Yechonin, if I ate your pig without permission, yeah, a cheeseburger, and I ate it without permission, so I'm not going to get lashes because I did it accidentally, or I wasn't warned. Then I'm going to have to pay the money. Why? Because Chayv Mises is kish. Because Rabbi Yechonin says like this, we liken death to the animal, the Chizkiya's Braisa, but not Malkus. So you're right, by death, even if you're not going to get death because you did it accidentally, you taka don't pay money. But Malkus is not the same din as death. We don't liken Malkus to death. And therefore, if it's a sin of Malkus, where you're not warned, and therefore you're not going to get lashes, so then Rabbi Yechonin says, you do have to pay money. Chizkiya's whole din was by killing a person. Was the death punishment. But Malkus, Rabbi Yechonin says, no, that's different. If you get Malkus, you don't pay. If you don't get Malkus because you weren't warned, then you would have to pay for the money. And Reish Lakish says, no. We find somewhere else in the Torah that the Torah says clearly that a guy Malkus is similar to death, and therefore if we learn out by death that even if you don't get killed but you would have gotten killed, you don't pay money by Malkus also, even if you're not going to get whipped, but if you would have done it intentionally, you would have gotten whipped, so even when you did it accidentally or not warned, you also don't have to pay. In other words, like this. First, the Gemara thought the argument to Rabbi Yechonin and Shlokish was even by death sentences. Right? And definitely by Malkus. So Gemara said, no, that was disproved from Chizkiya, that we liken person to animal, and therefore, by death, everybody says, if you did a crime that would be getting death if you did it intentionally. Right? Even if you did it accidentally, you don't have to pay damages. That everybody agrees. The argument to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is by lashes. If you get lashes, again, everybody except Rabbi Meir, but he's out of the picture, if you get actual lashes, you don't pay. I mean, everybody agrees, if I was warned not to eat your chazer, and I ate it, I'm going to get lashes, everybody says I don't have to pay you. Because I'm getting lashes. Right? What happens if I wasn't warned, or I ate it accidentally, but I ate your pig? Do I pay for it or not? Rabbi Yochanan says yes, because bottom line, are you getting lashes? No. If you're not getting lashes, then pay. The Reish Lakish says, we liken Malchus to death. Just say by death, even if you're not getting killed, you don't pay? The same thing by Malchus. Even if you're not getting Malchus, you still don't have to pay. So the Gemara just moved it from death to Malchus. According to the Gemara's conclusion now, everybody says, if you killed somebody accidentally, or you were not warned, and while you killed him, you damaged his property, you don't have to pay. Or you desecrated Shabbos, but you weren't warned, everybody says you wouldn't have to pay the damage.
So how does he pay?
Doesn't. The guy suffered. The guy gets the loss.
You what?
The guy's estate suffers.
Really?
Yep. So
the guy that perpetrates it doesn't do anything. Nothing.
According to the Gemara, if I desecrated Shabbos while I... okay, you had food, okay? I burnt your food. A bunch of lit a match and I burnt it. Mm-hmm. So I'm desecrating Shabbos, plus I damaged you. So if I'm warned not to make a fire, so Beis Din's going to kill me, right? Then for sure I don't pay for the damages, right? But the Gemara's conclusion before was, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish would hold, that even if I wasn't warned, but I desecrated Shabbos, that if I would be warned I would get killed, I don't have to pay for your pig. Who suffers the loss? Poor you.
Yeah. So the guy who caused the damage gets off scot-free. Except from a ship.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I agree.
But what happened if I didn't desecrate Shabbos? I ate your pig. So if I was warned, I'm going to get Malchus. Everybody says I don't have to pay. Again, you suffer. I'm going to get suffering Malchus, but you suffer the loss. The question, if I wasn't warned, so the Reish Lakish says, tough luck, you still don't pay. Because it's a sin that would get Malchus.
What's the spiritual lesson?
Rabbi Yochanan says, well, this is very money. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, if you get Malchus, bottom line, then you don't pay the money. You don't get Malchus, because you weren't warned that you did it accidentally, then the din is, then you do have to pay.